may start today. Anyway, let us rise to our feet and pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Father, we thank you for bringing us here this day under your grace. And Father, I pray that may you bless each one of us. And yes. Father, help us. Help me, Lord, bless the service. Yes. And may your name be glorified. Yes. Lord, at the end, may we all give you the glory and to you alone. Yes. For thine and thine alone is the power and the kingdom forever. Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. Lord, we pray in us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. So, I think I'll also be here next Sunday because Brother Tim may not be available. I'm standing in for him. Brother Tim, is next Sunday, right? The 7th. No, me. I'll be standing for yet. So the 7th, I'll be here. So last Sunday, I know a few brothers approached me and expressed that maybe I should, that they are very interested, really understanding the Hebrew teachings. I thought first that I didn't want to, you know, bother you with something that maybe you don't really know. I just want to give you enough to, so you to follow some of the things that I'll be bringing to the message of Brother Branham. But some have expressed that, no, brother, go slow. We want to understand. Go slow. We want to understand more. So I'll try. Pray for me. I'll try by God's grace by trying to strike the right balance between trying to give you enough Hebrew to understand and also trying to advance in my message so that we are not get stuck, if we get stuck forever. So, obviously, I cannot teach you the whole Hebrew from the beginning, but I'll just give you enough, like I'm saying, so you can understand what I'm trying to say. But anyway, one thing that I'll tell you is that the message of Brother Branham that we have is such a precious, precious message. And you see, when God came to Abraham, God was going to destroy Sodom. God is sovereign God. He doesn't own anything to Abraham, nobody. He can do it without telling him. But God, because the love that God has for Abraham, he said, can I hide anything from Abraham, seeing that he's going to be heir of all things? Amen. And Brother Branham has preached many messages. Maybe we don't catch it. Maybe we don't really get what he's trying to say. Brother Branham is trying to tell us that the bride of Christ that was called in this last age, God is doing the same thing as he did to Abraham. So today, God is telling us, can he hide anything from his bride, seeing that we are going to be the heir of all things? Amen. And that's why he sent us a prophet to reveal the mysteries. And when the seventh angel began to sound, the mysteries were finished, revealed to the bride. So that you see, today out there are a lot of five people are fighting, trying to understand this, trying to understand. Some say, we don't even understand the book of Revelation, let's leave it alone. But by God's grace, we don't deserve it, but by God's grace, God sent us a prophet who revealed who the seven seal, who revealed who those horse riders are, and all that. So, brethren, this is not at all the time to leave the message or do anything. I can tell you personally, there are many things I've been, like I said, I've been in the message, for 35 years now? There are many things I used to hear. For me, it's Brother Branham telling something and moving on. You know, when you have a speech, they say you have the core of your speech, what's the point you're going to make, and you have fillers. So sometimes when Brother Branham gives his title, he may give a title, but you listen to him and say, well, what is Brother Branham preaching, what is saying, have nothing to do with his title. So for you, or maybe he may say something, and it may be Brother Branham have a lot of fillers, telling stories. But as I begin to learn Hebrew, begin to read, I realized that Brother Brown was telling us things that maybe, I don't know whether he knows it himself or not, or maybe God was just telling him things, putting, throwing out there. Brother Brown was saying things, all that I think hidden in the Bibles, those are mysteries hidden in the Bible. Brother Brown sometimes just saying it simply without even saying it. But as I was reading, I said, wait a minute. Years ago, I never paid attention. For me, like I said, Abraham said, you're forgiven. So all I'm looking for, you know, as a Christian, everybody's want to hear the forgiving. You know what, you're forgiven, and you're happy, you're rejoiced. But in there, God is putting promises for you. Amen. That usually we don't see, because all what we see, hey, God save you, and condition, you're happy, you're rejoicing. But in there, Abraham is throwing other things, like what you are with God, the things that you do, and we usually, the devil make sure that we miss those. And we rejoice always on the milk part of it without really getting to chew the real meat that the prophet is trying to bring us. Okay, so quickly, I told you this year I won't go deep now. I'll just do a review. But when we get to the names of God, the redemptive name of God, I will spend a little bit more time here. So this year, what they call a tetragrammaton, as I said last time, was a personal name of God, his personal name. And according to some studies, they say that's the only name of him that appeared more than 7,000 times in the Bible. Now, a tetragrammaton, the people don't know exactly what vowels goes in between because the name was never pronounced outside. So they don't know, and people try. And the Hebrew themselves, to not blaspheme, they won't even try. The translation, the Gentile try to put vowels in between, and that's where they get some say Yahweh, and some say Jehovah, and so forth. Okay? So the first, like I said, you got to read from right to left. So you have the Yud, He, Vav, and He. As I told you, once in Hebrew, every letter has a meaning. Like the first one, Yud, you remember what I told you, hand, yard. And then the second mean behold. And the third one is a nail. And then the fourth is a behold. And that's the personal name of God. Okay? So, like I said, we come back to this and spend some more time. Let's go to the next. So the tetragram, and then that's how we get the name of for Abraham. Are you on the file? That's April 30th. April 30th, right? Okay. So, all right. So the we saw the move to the next. Let me see. No, okay, let's go back to slide 19, the slide before this one. Okay, so here, this is what I wanted to tell you. You see, like this one here, when I first, years ago, when I listened to this message, it just went right over my head. I didn't know anything Brother Brown was really, but that's the revelation of that name Brother Brown was saying there. You see, paragraph 100, based in Genesis 2, when he made men, because that's when God, Brother Brown used to say, and that kind of like, I said, how can that be? He said that in the beginning, he was not even God. Because God is an object of worship. He was not even. So when Brother Brown would say that before, I didn't doubt it, but I just believe it's true. But yeah, you question yourself, how can he's not God? No, this is not God. But he's an object of worship. But when he begin to create a family, because angels don't really understand what redemption is. We are the one who got lost. So when he came down and began to create a family, okay, when he began to worship, that's where he revealed what his personal name is for the first time. Like a father, like I'm telling you, we are seeing a father always has to reveal. I cannot just say I'm father. I have to have a name. And that's why you see the people in the different denomination and all that. That's why they say you baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost and all that. There's no name there. Okay? So now, one thing, so God, when God sent us a prophet, people have been struggling on these names for all this time. People have been struggling. But Brother Branham came, and what did he say? He said that Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ. So that name that they can pronounce and know that he gave them, that God said that they didn't know, is a good thing that maybe people didn't know even what it is. They couldn't. And here comes that great God. They crucify him, but then he came and revealed himself and give you what that name is. And Brother Branham, you see, and God took the prophet. But you see, when Brother Branham said that, the Jehovah, can you go to the next slide? Let me see which slide is on. Okay, don't worry. Don't worry about it. But anyway, so you can go fast. When Brother Branham came, you see that thing that I'm saying, the tetragrammaton, the reason I call tetragrammaton, tetra means four. So since people cannot pronounce it, they just use, they call it the name with four, the name with four letters, because nobody knows how to pronounce it really. There's no J in Hebrew. Okay? We got the J through. So if there's no J in Hebrew, the Jews, if they don't have any J, how can a Gentile even think that they're pronouncing the name? Okay? Because Jesus, his name in Hebrew, Yeshua. But as we go through the Greek, it comes somehow to us, J, and we say Jesus. So if you cannot even pronounce the name, then what are Gentiles trying to do? All right? But God, can God hide a mystery from his bride, given that the bride, we are going to inherit all things? So God sent us a prophet. And while everybody's struggling, trying to understand what is a tetragrammaton, God said, don't worry about that. You don't have to worry about tetragrammaton. I'll give you my name. If you and I, we're going to be sitting at a table and having a supper, you have to know my name. So God, Brother Branham, preached in the message. I have the quote. I'll give you another time. So again, time. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus Christ of the New Testament. That's the name. Amen. And that's what they say. Everything that we do, but you see the Jew today, they're trying to figure that out until today because they're blinded. But we, God's in the prophet, and we know that it's Jesus Christ. Amen? So quickly, for today next, let's read quickly from Genesis 12, Genesis 12, 1 to 5. Okay, so the title, this is the Lord's Supper, part 6, The Calling of Abraham, God's Election by Sovereign Grace. So that the calling of Abraham, God's election by sovereign grace. So Genesis 12, okay, now the Lord, and if you can see in your Bible, the Lord there is capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D in your Bible. So I told you when you see that, that's the personal name of God. That's why they use it like that, okay? So now the Lord God has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will shew thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord has spoken unto him, and Lot with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took, you see, now pay attention to all the baggage that followed. And Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all the substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. Now let's go to Genesis 13. So you see here God called Abraham. All right? And now Genesis 13, verse 1. And Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. So you see here, he's still carrying the cargo. All right? That's a cargo he was carrying. But God called, tell him, get thee out of the land. God only called him. All right? So we get there, we get to that. But I want you to pay attention to that. And Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south even to Bethel. Okay, Bethel. Bet means house, El means God, house of God. Okay? Unto the place where his tent had been in the beginning between Bethel and Ai. Unto the place of the altar. Okay, let me skip down here to, let me skip to 7 so we get time. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou would take the left hand, then I'll go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I'll go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well water everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And we went to Sodom and Gomorrah, and I mean, where the plain really were real water, really. Okay, now, so you see, here is separation. All right? Now God is beginning to separate himself from the cargo. Is that when we send those thing into space, they come and you got a separation. The main thing is going to space, but there are a lot of cargo, the payload for oxygen and all that. They got to be separation, okay? They got to be separate before the thing can go. If you don't separate that thing, we will never reach orbit, okay? Now, let's go to Genesis 14. Okay, Genesis 14, 12. Genesis 14, 12. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his good and shepherd. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew. That's what I want you to pay attention. That's the first time ever the word Hebrew was used. We are in the age where they call it fact checking. You can fact check that in the Bible. Go way back from Genesis 1 until there. That was the first time the word Hebrew was used. For he dwelt in the plain of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshol, and brother of Amer, and they were confederate with Abram. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Okay, so why am I dwelling on the calling of Abraham? Well, Abraham had such faith in the Father that he did not hesitate to even willing to sacrifice his only son. Okay, that was a promise. But one thing is to say, you see every denomination, everybody say, I'm Abraham's seed, I'm Abraham's seed, I'm Abraham's seed. But one thing is to say, I'm Abraham's seed, versus knowing that you know Amen. That you're Abraham's seed. Amen. Amen? It's not just saying. And that's why I'm dwelling on it, because you see, Abraham, and like I told you, what does that have to do with the Lord's Prayer? I told you, the Lord's Prayer is not just, don't look at it the way it is today. Anybody can just run to the Lord's Prayer and say, our Father, who am I? No. The Lord's Prayer is the only prayer that God taught us. You see, when Abraham, the same way Abraham will approach God, talking to God and and talking to him. That's the same way if we are praying the Lord's Prayer, we approach. So we have to know the characteristics of the Father. How did Abraham approach God? Why did he approach him the way it is? And that's why we're trying to go all back to that, to get a foundation to understand who the Father is, what the characteristics of the Father. And like I said, the Father has to project his characteristics. Amen. And God, Abraham said, God is always identified by his characteristics. And I told you, if you read out to the Bible, when it came to Jesus, the disciple of John came, he did not tell them, go and say, I am Jesus, I'm Yeshua. Don't you know that I was born under the Virgin Mary? Don't you know? He never said that. Don't you remember when you baptized me in the Jordan? Didn't you remember that there's a dove came and you, John, you heard that you are written from heaven, and you say, he didn't say that. He said, go tell them what? The characteristics. Amen? You remember that? Go tell them salvation has been preached. The deaf ear are open. The blind are seen. That's God projecting characteristics. And then he told the Jew, if you don't believe who I am because you see me in flesh, amen, believe the word. Believe the works. For they testify of who I am, because they know throughout the whole from Egypt, they know Jehovah have always identified himself in the characteristic, the pillar of fire. Like when Moses, when he saw Moses say, Moses, in fact, the question of Moses was asking them, when I go there, who should I tell them? In fact, Moses is asking God, who are you? But he asked him, what should I tell? God, Moses didn't know how to ask them. Who would I tell them you are? In fact, Moses said, who are you? He said, tell them, I am that I am. Amen. And now, look what God begins. God teaches, I am that I am. Now, what did God do next? Begin to identify characteristics. Say, put your hand here, full of leprosy. Take it out. You see, characteristics. I am a healer. Amen. Your staff, throw it down. What is that? You see? So God always identifies himself by his characteristics. Amen. And then that's why Jesus was telling them, you can see the clouds and say, it's going to be summer, it's going to be springtime, it's going to be rain. The characteristics of nature. But when the Father came, beginning to project the characteristics of the Father, you don't see it. Amen? Amen. So today, we say we are Abraham's seed. But what does it really mean to be Abraham's seed? Everybody can say we are Abraham's seed. But what really does it mean to be Abraham's seed? And that's where I'm trying to get to. Because Brother Brown preached a lot on Abraham. But many times, Brother Brown will be telling it in a story form that it will go over us. And like, as I said, with Christian people in the message, you see, the devil always bug us with things that we've done. You did this, you did this. So many times when we listen to Brother Brown's message, we are listening to what Brother Brown has said, God saved before the foundation of the world. And then we get stuck there. We are happy. Yes, I'm saved. But you already saved. That's what the finished work. What you need now is to see what are your promises that God wants you to manifest. Because if God wants again, and Brother Brown said, I came to show you what God is going to do through his bride. So if God again had to show himself, project himself again to the world, he has to again present himself by characteristics. Amen. Like Brother Branham, like he said, I don't have rain. You don't need prayer for. You, the counsel of the Father, I give you rain. You see what I say? I give you rain. But the thing is that Brother Branham said, we don't know who we are. Because the devil will trick you into trying to say, you did this, you did that. And always in the message, what we are looking for was our salvation. Because look at, we are never sure. Look at this. Never-ending thing, you're always looking. Oh, I did this. Oh, my son or my daughter didn't come. And the devil said, what have I done? And the devil begin to trick you. But this is a time to begin, like Abraham, to really go with God. Look how Abraham, before Abraham went to Sodom, when God told him what he was going to do, God said, can I hide this from Abraham? Abraham took the courage, and Abraham know who that God is, that he's so holy, you can't even look in his face. Abraham took the coral, began to bargain with God. Could you see that? And yes, Abraham knew that when God, that gospel, he came and look at his face. He came and talk with him, and when he talked, he came and, but here is Abraham. He read up Abraham, begin to bargain. Prevent, what about 50? God said, well, okay, fine, Abraham, we are friends. You see, if there's 50, I'll let go. Abraham said, no, maybe I aim too high. Okay, God, what about 40? Have you seen anybody bargaining with God? Other Abraham? Then Abraham said, wait a minute, 40 is too high. Okay, prevent, what about 30? Okay, 30, fine. Abraham said, maybe 30 is too much, maybe. What about 20? God said, fine, 20 I give you. Abraham said, no, maybe 20 also is too much. Okay, God, 10. So you see, that's where, what I'm trying to say, everything that God with Abraham, Brother Branham came here, we are the same. Amen. We are the same position. Amen. You can bargain God. God, my children are out there. God, if you bring them, they will serve you. You can bargain, if Abraham bargained with God, you could bargain also with God. Don't let the devil put in front of you your sin, you've done this, you've done that, you've done that. Don't let that hinder you. And that's why I'm trying, because like you see, our Father who art in heaven, all the things you're going to ask him, you need to position yourself like in Abraham. When Abraham said, well, my brother Lot is out there. He's going to die with them. Maybe bargain, so maybe he might have counted. Lot, his wife, that. He began to count. He said, let me bargain. Now, maybe, what about if they have friends? So he started 50, and he realized, no, maybe it won't work. And he go to 10. And God could even find 10 righteous. Amen? Amen. So, that's what I'm trying to get. Now, you may say, well, I'm not Abraham, bro. I said, what are you talking about? Are you sure Abraham is called the father of faith? In many ways, Abraham is the father of faith. And you say, but why? I can be in Abraham's position, brother. You are aiming too high now. I am not aiming too high. I'm just claiming what is rightfully ours. Amen. Why do you think God will send a prophet? And if you remember, towards the end, in 65, I remember the bride, I think the shock shall not hear. Brother Bram will preach him, and then he turned out in the auditorium. He turned trying to tell them, we are the time of Abraham. Amen. It's like the same, we turned to the back. And he did this so people can see, he turned his back and call. Now, Brother Bram said, we have throughout the whole church history, there have never been a time where you have a minister by the name of, and he spell it G-R-A-H-A-M. And then he go next. Now, follow what Brother Bram is doing now. He said, and then there's never a time we have a name ending with H-A-M. What's the ending of his own name? But Brother Bram never said anything about himself. And then to help us, he will say, but G-R-H-A-M is 6 letters. And then who did he move to next? But Abraham have 7. What is his own name? Abraham has how many? 7. Does it? First one, I only listen to him and say, what Abraham talking? But his own name also ends with H-A-M. But Abraham will all be saying that. And then next he moved to Abraham. But this one has 6 letters, Abraham has 7. So, you see, brethren, where we are just at a time with Abraham when God is about to go destroy Sodom. So now, we can be like seed of Abraham, begin to bargain with God. Amen. God, listen, I have my children out there, they have friends. God, could you prevent that maybe my children, their friend? What about them? Amen. You can do that. Amen. Don't think that is past. Because if God can do that to Abraham, and does not do that to you, then he's not God. Amen. And Brother Brown said, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And if you remember, I'll show you the quote next time. Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. So whatever Abraham was able to ask Jehovah, prevent there be 10, 20, you can ask Jesus, Jesus, I know there's an oncoming destruction. Prevent. What about my son, my daughter? What about their friend? Oh, but my brother so-and-so, that's when we should begin to pray and get down and pray. This is not the time to say run away from the message. This is not the time to be quarreling. This is not the time to be against each other, right, pulling on each other. Right. Look, Abraham, he came to a time we read it. Lord Hetman and him, they are fighting. But when Abraham saw the urgency to go in destruction, Abraham told him, look, if you go south, I'll go. If you go left, I'll go right. Now, Abraham didn't say, you know what, it's good for him. He's the one who chose to go on the plains, right, die with them. Right. Abraham never said that. But he said, he saw the urgency, love. Because he knew that himself, it was God, Lord, that was projected to him. Amen. He quickly went to action. Amen. And that's what we, today, we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be killing each other in the message, doing what we're supposed now to be doing, like Abraham, bargaining with God. God, there are souls out there. If you remember, when one soul is saved, that's the greatest thing. Amen. Let me come. Okay. So let me read this to you. And when God, so you say me, how can God come me, sinful man, come from sin? Look at this. And when God looked down upon Adam's fallen race, and he so loved the race of Adam, he seen their condition, and it so constrained him to love. And when love begins to go out, and when divine love has been projected and come to its end, sovereign grace will project the object that divine love calls for. That's the reason God had to do something about the sin case. For he loved Adam race, and the divine love went out, sovereign grace sent a savior. Amen? Amen? So you say, well, Abraham, I don't think Abraham Brechow was an ordinary man. Well, if you don't think so, let's look here. If Abraham was an ordinary man or not. I'll skip here. Now, Brother Abraham say, I have many quotes I'll share next time. And after the antediluvian destruction, the wiping of the world, God started the people out again. And in Genesis, we find a man by the name of Abraham, the son of, I forgot, Hiram, that came down probably from Babylon, an idol worshiper. Talk about yourself. Because that's what the devil wants to nail every one of us. The devil sometimes puts you in where you come from, to your origin. Say, you know what, you can't do that. You're an idol worshiper. You that. You can. So you cannot really always... You see, you believe the promise, but remember, God wants you to have a perfect faith. Like that thing that sister that when Abraham was asking, can you pray and move that table? God wants your faith to rise to a certain level. But sometimes our faith is rising and it goes down. But Abraham, same time, you see people come in a line. Their faith is built up over there. They're walking, and by the time they get here, the devil begins to talk to them. The faith begin to go down. By the time they get here, no faith left. And Abraham has to begin to tell them this and give them discernment, bring back their faith. Amen? Amen. So, God, all right, you are just like Abraham. He was an ordinary man like you. Nothing special he'd done. Amen? Okay, now the worship came down the valleys of Shinar, dwelt in the land of Chaldea, the city of Ur. He was married to his half-sister Sarah, and there came down in this land and all the people there was everywhere. Abraham wasn't any better than anyone else. Amen? Amen. So what I'm trying to get is that when you get up, you put yourself in that position. Don't look at your element where you are in today. God don't see that. One thing God is seeing, the faith. And if you remember last time, I was telling you a little bit about how Abraham faith here, about the idols, his father and all that, right? Okay? All right? Abraham wasn't any better than anyone else. But God, by sovereign grace and election, called Abraham according to election. That's it. Nothing said that Abraham was any better. find anything in the Bible that says I can't find that. And this is God who came down, the prophet, to call his people, begin to tell you that Abraham was not better than you. What if I do with Abraham? I can do it with you. Amen. If Abraham bargain with me, I listen to him. If you bargain with me, I listen to you too. Amen. Amen? Amen? Nothing said that Abraham was any better. Don't even say he was a believer. All right? And this, now, that's not my word. This is the word of your prophet. Our prophet saying that, and we knew that whatever the prophet said was not his own words. Because God sent him to call the bride of the end time. It's like throughout all the generation, people have to walk by faith in Calvinist time. They have to kill. Do you believe this or do then different things? People knew they have to do all that. But God, like he told Abraham, can I hide my secret from Abraham, knowing that Abraham is going to be here? So the same thing, can I hide my secret from the bride? Let me tell them. Listen, you are no different than Abraham. I love you. I died for you. I looked throughout it, and the prophet came in and revealed all those things to us. So when we know that, this is the time when we need to grow faith muscles. Like Abraham. When you get up, you tell yourself, you know, I am Abraham. Amen. And the devil said, what you did? Yes. No, listen. I can prove to you, God told me it had nothing to do with what I did yesterday. It had nothing to do where I came from. It is God who looked down on my sin case, and the sin case was solved, and his love came down. And when the love came down, the object that the love came from, a sovereign grace that produced, that called me, I'm here. Amen. So, devil, you are out of the picture. Amen. I'm like Abraham. Amen. I'm a friend of God. Amen. Amen. Amen? All right? Don't even say he was a believer in the beginning. Okay? With his unmerited grace, Abraham was saved. And not only was he saved, but God called Abraham. He saved him and gave him his covenant and conditionally. Amen. Amen? So, last time, we don't have time now, but I'll quickly give you a little heads up. Last time before I left, I was talking about Hebrew, who the Hebrews are. And if you notice, I told you the first time ever the word Hebrew was used was in Genesis 14. Now, brethren, Genesis 14, right? Now, a couple years ago when I began to learn Hebrew, I studied a little bit about Hebrew. In Hebrew, if you say I speak Hebrew, in Israel, it's called Ivri. Ivri. So, today, now, don't confuse Jew and Hebrew. Jew are from the tribe of Judah. Obviously, when they disperse, all the other tribes, they say they are lost. Okay, 10 and a half or whatever are lost. The only tribe really that I can trace was the one who came from the tribe of Judah, because then they know where they went, they came back. So today, they became Jew. A Hebrew is not necessarily a Jew. Okay, if I take someone from the tribe of Dan, if you can find them, he's not a Jew. Okay? Now, the Hebrew, I'm just giving a heads up, and I will bring you the quote. So I was studying what a Hebrew means. And so usually I always like to read the different writings of the rabbis and difficult. The Jew, they're still today. Now they come back, God, the anointing is slowly coming. Remember that Brother Brown said they promised for them for 144,000. They're beginning to find who they are. But you know what Brother Brown said? One day, they will find. But when they do that, that means the door of the Gentile is shut. But they're doing it. So I read many things that I'll show you next time. They begin to see who the Hebrews are. And I read. I know that it came from the word Ivri, a verb mean to cross over, crossing. So I told myself, well, maybe that was good enough for me. But then last Tuesday, I'm like, you know what? I'm sure the prophet might have said something about that. Let me go and see what the prophet has said about the word Hebrew. It means so much. It's something to do with Abraham. Why was he called then, right after the separation, another qualification was added to his name? He was no more called Abraham. But if you can see, he was even called Abraham. But there they come, Abraham the Hebrew. So Tuesday, as our study, I went in. Oh, Brother Bram has talked about this in so much, but like I said, when I listen to it, you are not really paying attention because you're paying attention to other things. For you, those little detail may not mean anything, but God put those things there. We're out of time, and we're gonna pick it up from there. Who are the Hebrew? I want you to know. Just a Hebrew is someone who has crossed over, but we will go. Next time, I'll show all what the prophet has said about that. Okay, we want to know, not from my study, I want to know what the prophet has said about that. Every single one of you, I don't care today, I'll read the YouTube where people are fighting. You are not Hebrew, I'm not this. Why? Because people are trying to find who are the chosen people. The chosen people is a bride. I don't care what fight they put up. I don't care what they did. The chosen people is who God sent. You feel the Holy Spirit. You're born again. You are part of that chosen people that God sent the prophet to redeem. Amen? Amen? And when you cross over and cross over that separation line, then you become whatever your name, the Hebrew. Amen? Amen? Amen. Tim, the Hebrew. Amen? Amen. John, the Hebrew. Amen. Amen? Whatever sister, brother, the Hebrew. Amen. When you cross over that line, you are regenerated, born again, feed the Holy Spirit, then you become brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so, the Hebrew. Amen. And I will show you quote, and not just things I'm saying. Like before, a couple years ago, I said things from my studies. But on Tuesday, I went through the program, was just going all over what the Hebrew mean and all that, what it meant. And I'll share that with you. Pray for me. Okay, pray for me. And actually, I'm here again next Sunday because Brother Tim will not be here. I'll be standing in for him. So when you go home, call yourself Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so. What's your name? I'm Sister So-and-so, the Hebrew. Amen. What's your name, Brother So-and-so, the Hebrew? What? Amen. You're not Jew. What do you mean? Did they ever say Hebrew mean a Jew? God, show me in the Bible, I say the Hebrew mean a Jew. I'm a seed of Abraham. I cross with him. Amen. I stood on that side with him. Amen. And he came down and sent a prophet. That's right. For me. Amen. The Hebrew. Amen. What's your name? Sister so-and-so, the Hebrew. Amen. Whoa, really? Amen. What did people now? People now begin to be say, what? Yes, so this is peculiar. Because what? Brother Bram said, you are a paradox. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you for the service. And Lord, we pray that may you bless the oncoming service, bless the speaker, anoint him mightily, Father, and may you glorify yourself. And Father, those little word that you put on my heart to share with your children, I pray that, Lord, may go into their hearts. Father, may find, oh God, the good ground where to grow, Father. Show them, Lord, you are with them. You died for them. You look down the stream of time. Look down upon you. You have so much love from Adam's fallen race. And you died for us. And God, just like the way the day you went and sat with Abraham, you are with us. You sent a prophet and you are with us. The word are here. Revelation 10:7 says, in the days of the voice of the seven angel. And Father, now we know that today the voice is here. Father, so that we know that today you are here with us. Oh, Lord, give us that faith of Abraham. Amen. Give us that faith that, Lord, we can sit with you and begin to bargain for our children. Begin to bargain for our brothers. Amen. Begin to bargain for the sinner out there. Begin to bargain for your seed that are still out there, Lord. Amen. It's my prayer. Help us and bless the oncoming service. And, Father, help me to bring the remaining, Father. We pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Pray for me. God bless you. Yeah. God bless you. 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 bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, team. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Yeah.